This horse is tired of standing on the grass or in the barn all day. She wants to explore the world. Meet Indy, a horse with adventurous thoughts and curious desires. She goes on a journey with some of her friends, which leads them across the country using several means of transportation and Indy's funny, messed up sense of direction to end up in fascinating and sudden situations. Chapter 1. Boring Barn. The barn. Always the boring barn. I hate the barn. It's the same thing every day. These are the thoughts of Indy the horse. She thinks about it every day. She isn't satisfied with life. Sure, the farmer brings her enough food and cleans up after her, but she doesn't feel destined to just stand in the barn every night and die in the same place she grew up. There has to be more. At least, that is what she is assuming. There we go again, she thinks, as she watches the farmer come in and whistle a quiet song. He is holding a rake and walks towards the stall to clean up Indy's droppings, which is a daily task. The farmer doesn't mind, though. He is used to it, and he knows he is making a living with his farm animals. Nobody minds. It's a routine. But Indy is tired of it. She doesn't want the same thing over and over again. The same thing happens every day. Standing in the field, eating grass, watching some other farmers walk by, being led back into the barn, eating some hay, and so on. Sure, it's staying alive, but living? Indy wants to see what is beyond the field and the farm. What's going on? The donkey in the other stall asks. I don't know, Indy says. I just feel bored. I feel like doing something worthwhile. Do you know what I mean?
Not really, the donkey responds. What is more important than eating and sleeping? There are a lot of animals who don't have those privileges. They have to fight for their lives while we live in luxury.
I know, Indy says, and I am grateful for that. But I am just wondering what it would be like to be out there.
Oh, well, probably not so great. I wouldn't know.
That afternoon, Indy talked to some other animals, two chickens, a pig, a cat, and a horse. Oink, oink, the pig, whose name is Porky, says, What are you suggesting, Indy, that we just take off and leave the farm behind? That's exactly what I am saying, Indy says. Let's just take a vacation. We don't have to stay somewhere else. It's not permanent. We'll be back before the farmer starts missing us. Before he blinks his eyes, it won't be a problem at all.
Whoa, wait a minute, Bruno, the dog says. What are we going to eat? And how are we going to find our way back to the farm?
Oh, those things will just take care of themselves, Indy says laconically. And what about predators? Chicken Chack, the chickens ask. Aren't there dangerous animals out there that will try to eat us? Maybe, but if we stick together, we'll be able to resist those easily. Trust me.
I think it will be fun, Oliver the cat says. I can already see myself chasing the mice in the forest or catching a bird in a tree with my sharp nails.
Meow.
The other animals look at him in silence.
You're sadistic, Porky says. Oh, come on, Oliver says. I just enjoy my nature. I eat meat. Bruno, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, but I do not play with my food, Bruno says.
Okay, Indy says. We are getting a little off topic here. My big question is, which of you wants to join me?